Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. All right, a good afternoon, everybody, on a very rainy Friday in the nation's capital, all throughout the DMV, and perhaps beyond, where we are always live and free on the Odyssey app and on demand as well. You can hear every segment, every hour, every show, every day on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app or at theteam980.com. Mad Max is back on loan from the Toronto Blue Jays and possibly just one day. I don't know.
We will see. We'll see where things go.
It's to be determined. It's yes. TBA. Just like, you know, we might have to go to the bullpen early here. You know, this might be a bullpen game after today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
That's my whole life and radio career, bullpen game.
Who knows? We'll see what the bullpen has in store.
We'll see how the cookie crumbles, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure it won't crumble my way.
Well, we'll see.
I can promise you that. But anyway, good to see you. Glad everything worked out okay for you. And good to have you back in the captain's chair on the other side. And you can say hello to Max at 301-230-0980 on this, again, Friday in the nation's capital. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Nats back in action tonight. Yes, the Yankees are chicken wings. We'll explain. Josh Johnson is back, baby.
He's back with a vengeance.
Print your playoff tickets. Stop the presses. Josh Johnson is back for his 4,000th tour of duty with an NFL team. The question is how many teams has he now played for or signed up for or agreed to terms with for a second time? As he did today, the Washington Commanders. We'll have that answer for you coming up. And why and how and what this might mean and if it means anything. But we start with the Washington Capitals last night, Mad Max, as they won the East with a shootout overtime win over those feisty, plucky, never-say-die Carolina Hurricanes, man.
You can say that again, man. That was one hell of a game.
Yeah, it was. Very much a playoff atmosphere. I mean, obviously, the celebration of Ovi certainly seemed to, along with 3 days off, certainly seemed to affect how the Capitals played the first 10-plus minutes of the game. They were down 2-0 pretty early. Didn't seem to be crisp. Seemed to be a little sluggish, maybe out to lunch a little bit because of the ceremony, again, because of the time, and so on and so forth. But they eventually woke up late in the first period on a brilliant, and I mean brilliant, to me, in my opinion, pass from Andrew Mangiapane. Mangia! Everybody got a Mangia. Andrew Mangiapane backhanded along the half wall on the rush to Pierre-Luc Dubois, who buried the biscuit in the basket to make it 2-1. And then the freight train started hitting. The freight train woke up. Choo-choo! Choo-choo! And Alex Ovechkin started banging people. And I mean, just crushing people. He hit a defenseman so hard, number 24, 26, Seth Walker, behind the net early in the second period, that the dude's helmet popped off. That's how hard he hit him. And that wasn't the only hit. Alex Ovechkin had no hits, no credited hits in the first period. You know how many he had credited to him after the second period? Exactly. Mad Max putting up the four-seamer.
Throwing up the foe.
That's right. And the Capitals woke up. They scored 3 goals, including bang-bang, with Nick Dowd and Tom Wilson. After Dylan Strome had scored, we thought that was maybe Ovechkin initially.
It really looked like it for a second. I was out back watching it on my phone, watching it with a buddy, and the second it happened, I ran inside because my dad was laying in bed. He was having a rough day, so I figured he'd want to see it, you know, have his son there to talk to him about it. And the second, the replay I saw, just Ovechkin flying through the air was, I really want to see one of the, like, just Getty images, one of the snapshots that they took of Ovechkin flying through the air. And the puck going in the back of the net. It was a really cool visual.
Yeah, and it was like the fourth or fifth time in the last two and a half weeks that we all thought Alex Ovechkin scored. Mm-hmm. And so does the spotlight thing that they have at Capital One Arena, whatever you want to call that. I can't remember if Shake, Rattle, and Roll started blaring because it's so loud that you initially can't hear it. But people thought Alex Ovechkin had 896. And I go back to against Chicago. We thought he had a goal early in the second period, I think it was. And instead it deflected in off of Blackhawk defenseman. But not from Ovechkin. We thought Ovechkin had actually knocked it in. It turned out to be the Chicago defenseman. He had other great chances in that game, natural chances, i.e. the breakaway, several just primetime opportunities late in that game. Obviously didn't get the record that night, but got it the next or a day and a half later. But he had, again, a near goal or a near credited goal or what was thought to be a goal. Last night, last Friday night, he had one against Florida in another game that I was at 2.5 weeks ago. They thought he tipped it in. He did not. It was, I believe that was Strome or maybe it was Dubois. I can't remember at this point. When I started going back to cover games as a member of the media, because I just took a 5-year break, I went to the Buffalo Sabres blowout loss, and Alex had a goal, a natural goal, on a deflection, which live I did not think was a goal because I couldn't see the deflection until you slowed it down and took a ice level view of it. And then he had what I thought at that point was 891 on an absolute BB from the mid-center point, kind of late-ish in the game to get the Caps back in it. And instead, again, couldn't tell it live, thought it was Ovechkin's goal, and Pierre-Luc Dubois tipped it in or deflected it in. So he's had four or five incidents, let's just call them, in which we thought he had a goal, and yet ultimately, and all the right calls, ultimately the goals were initially thought to be his by media, by television call, radio call, by in-house entertainment at Capital One Arena, by teammates, by the spotlight, what have you, and they've all been taken away. And yet, before last night, he was on an absolute heater, which is how he got in a two-week span from, I don't know if he's going to be able to do this, when they were in Minnesota on opening day for the Nats. Remember that? 2 weeks ago? I said to JP and B. Mitch, we were doing an hour simulcast, I said, I don't think it's going to happen this year. And what did he get it done with? Five games left? Right? They've got two this weekend against Columbus. Yeah.
Yeah,
they got it done with five games left.
Yeah.
And last night, he didn't score again. We thought he had one. But again, he was the locomotive that, I don't want to say it got them going, because the Mangiapane to Dubois goal late in the first period was really, really, really important.
There's something else that you're omitting that happened in the first period.
Well,
that you said you didn't want to see.
Yes. Oh, you heard that.
Oh,
huh?
I was driving home, and I debated on calling in, but I knew I was doing the show with you today. And Brandon Duhaime beat the crap out of James Chatfield.
He did.
It was awesome.
He did. Brandon Duhaime was a little sneaky when we asked him about this on Wednesday.
Yes, he was.
He didn't exactly say that was the game plan. Yet, 7 minutes or so in, Brandon Duhaime was landing a couple of haymakers.
More than a couple.
Now, listen, again, I will still say, I get the hockey culture. I get why it's such a part of hockey.
He could have killed him.
I get why it's important to some people. I still don't have to like it.
I loved it.
That being said, I understand why it can fire people up. Now, it didn't really fire the Capitals up per se directly, right? They gave up the two goals at 5:42 and 7:14. And when was that fight? It was like,
I think it was like third. I think it was seven minutes into the game.
Yeah. Trying to look here on my sheet. It was. I can't remember. Was it right before the second goal or right after the second goal?
It was after the second goal, because it was already 2-0.
That's what I thought. Okay. So it didn't exactly wake them up immediately, because the Dubois goal didn't come until late in the first period. But overall, you know, and Spencer Carberry pointed this out last night, when we talked to him after the game, you know, overall, it's just part of hockey culture, right? And that dude on Carolina caused some problems last Wednesday night. And you knew there was going to be revenge. It was just a matter of who, what, when, and where. And Duhaime got it. If you missed Duhaime on the show on Wednesday, put the link out there a number of times. It's available for you at the team980.com or on the Odyssey app. Again, just go back to Wednesday's show. Just before 2:30, we had him on. And we asked him specifically about playing the revenge game on Thursday night in Carolina, and he did not tell us that he was going to be the one to seek the revenge. But he did.
It's a little sneaky.
Got it. Get her done. And so that was that. And then, again, a great second period for the Caps. And then, quite honestly, and Mad Max, I don't know how you walked away. I mean, Spencer Carberry did not seem that upset about their third period. I didn't love their third period. Not only did they not score, but it didn't seem like they had a lot of high danger chances. Maybe the high-end analytics will tell you something different. I kind of thought they were sleepy in general in the third period after such a bombastic second period. And Carolina obviously was playing in Despo mode, and they got a screen goal on the third goal from the point, which I can't really kill Charlie Lindgren on. That was from Jordan Staal was in front, but Martinuk took the shot. So they gave Martinuk the credit for the goal, but Staal definitely screened him. And then they got the game tire with a 1:45 left to go in regulation on a break after Ovechkin took a whack at the empty net. That, you know, he's back to playing against, in empty net yeah. situations again. He took a shot and it got knocked down in midair, or it probably was going in for a 5-3 lead. And Carolina came right back with a little odd man rush and a little tic-tac-toe pass right around John Carlson, and bang. And the game's tied at 4. And then Washington gets a power play in overtime. Ovechkin, driving to the net, gets yanked down. And I got to be honest with you. Max, I don't know if you felt the same way. They obviously didn't score. There wasn't a lot of juice on that power play. Now, it's hard to kill the power play when they had 2 power play goals early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But in that sequence, in that opportunity, 4-on-3, because remember, overtime in the regular season is 3-on-3 when there's a penalty, which there isn't always a penalty. As a matter of fact, it's fairly rare. Mm-hmm. When there is a penalty, the attacking team or the non-penalized team gets the extra man on the ice. Kind of like when they call it delayed penalty and you yank the goaltender and you get 6-on-5.
Right.
It's not 5-on-4 like it is during regulation time in favor of the power play team. In this case, the Caps. It's 4-on-3. You know, so again, but they had 4. I would have to go back and double check the game chart. They may have had 1 shot on net.
Yeah, it wasn't many from my recollection. Yeah. It was a little bit lackadaisical, daisy. It was... I don't know. I'm just glad they got it done in the shootout.
Yeah.
I'm glad Chucky came up big, because he even said in the post game in the locker room, he's like, I felt like I owed you guys after last time.
Yeah.
So, I'm just glad they were able to get it done. Yeah. It's going to be, if this is a look at the second round of the playoffs, watch out.
Yeah. So, my college broadcast partner at Buffalo State University is the television and radio voice of the Carolina Hurricanes, Mike Maniscalco. And we were able to, you know, talk many, many, many times last night. And it had been a while since I seen him, because I hadn't been going to games as media. I'd been going to games as fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked last night, and he said, you know, and this was after the second period. Now, again, the Caps scored 3 goals in the second period, played obviously pretty much their best period in a while. And Carberry would admit that. He said, boy, this Carolina team really struggles with a physical and heavy team. But if you don't hit them, and if you don't bottle them up, and if you don't body them, mm-hmm. and if you don't weigh on them, even though Rod Brind'Amour was a grinder as a coach, and, you know, they're a physical team, they are a speed, skill, and transition team. And you saw that a couple of times last night. And that's a team that the Capitals have traditionally struggled against.
Yeah.
So maybe we found in that second period really hard to duplicate, but the physicality part is not that hard to duplicate. The 3 goals hard to duplicate, and not allowing them anything. They were able to get out of their zone. They were able to connect a little crisper on passes, so on and so forth. The physicality really kind of changed that game around.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the game plan. So we got to remember that if and when these two teams meet up in the second round of the NHL playoffs. All right, so that's the open to the show. If you want to chime in on the Caps, go right ahead, 301-230-0980. We'll tell you the significance of last night's game when we come back. And then we'll get into Josh Johnson, who makes his return to Washington. How many teams has he played for? How many teams has he now played for twice? The answer to that coming up as well on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, if you're not on the love train, baby, I don't know what train you're on. Right? I mean, you're just on the wrong train.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, we did mention Alex Ovechkin was a locomotive last night.
He was a freight train.
A freight train.
FR8.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I like that. See, that's why they pay you the big bucks, man.
The $17.50 an hour bucks. Yeah.
Well, that's just one of your jobs.
That's true.
You're still collecting $15 million a year from the learners, who, as we know, do not give $15 million a year out to anybody.
It's true.
I mean, except for Steven Strasburg, who...
Well, he earned it.
It's one way of looking at it.
He earned it. Don't give me that look.
One way to look at it. Did you see my...
I didn't. I didn't see the towel. Oh, that's beautiful. Where are you putting that?
I gotta put it on my wall, right? We could put it here. Yeah.
That's when I thought when you said the wall, I thought you meant that wall.
I was thinking about my wall in my office.
If you have a wall in your office, add it to the collection.
No. We could put it here. I know they're planning things in this studio. Like
they are.
Like I don't know what exact things because I hear things, but I'm not exactly consulted. But I'm afraid that they might take away something that, you know, is mine. That I contributed.
I don't think they'll remove anything.
I hope not.
Well, they did in here, but yeah, it was quite dirty.
All right. Real quickly, the Capitals won their 50th game last night. 50th game of the regular season last night. And why that's significant, in addition to winning the NHL's Eastern Conference and locking up home ice advantage through at least the conference finals, is the Capitals getting win number 50 in game number 78 and points 108 and 109 in year 50 of the franchise. Win number 50... in year 50 of the franchise is kind of cool, right? I mean,
it's pretty cool.
Doesn't ultimately mean anything, but let's be honest, right? The Commanders/Redskins were forever judged by, hey, man, this organization has not won more than 10 games since, and then they did it last year. Right?
Yeah.
They won 12 in the regular season and two more in the postseason. The Wizards have not won 50 games since. They came close. They won 49 6 years ago, whatever it was.
I'm gonna say a couple years ago at this point.
Yeah, more than a couple of years ago. But you're measured by certain milestone markers. 50 wins, and especially 50 wins in your 50th season, is pretty cool. And... I have to double-check the point standings updated through last night, but they were trailing Winnipeg going into last night by 3 points. I think Winnipeg won last night. I have to double-check that. So I believe it's still 3 points back for the number one seed overall in the NHL. And I know people want to avoid that because they think there's some sort of President's Trophy jinx. Listen.
Team 980, what's your name, Reed?
I said to somebody last night, I forget who I was talking to. I have a lot of conversations. I said, no offense, I'd rather be in Washington for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final than in Winnipeg. I'm sure Winnipeg is lovely in June. A lot lovelier than it is in January. But I'd still rather be in Washington for Game 7 and Games 1 and 2. Again, doesn't always guarantee anything, but I'd like to start a series off at home. Generally, it helps. Not all the time, as we found out plenty of times in the 2018 Cup run, as we found out after that. Again, just because you win Games 1 and 2 or Game 1 at home doesn't guarantee anything. But I'd rather have that than not have that. Okay? So, to me, I'd rather win the President's Trophy than not win the President's Trophy. Even though there's the notion, the stupid notion of the jinx. All right, we'll take a timeout, and then we will get your calls. I see you all lining up. You can talk about the Caps, Ovechkin, the ceremony. They did not play good in the third period and in overtime. Much, much, much better in the second period, late in the first. Did not play good for much of the first. So still a very much work in progress. And there was a little bit of a concerning thing that I observed that I'd like to share. When we come back about the playoff run. So I have that for you. Plus, Josh Johnson is a Commander. Yes, yes, indeed. First, a trending alert right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. You know, some might say hockey players are just good everyday people.
You know, if you saw them on the street, you'd think that.
I mean, I think amongst pro athletes, who could be better? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't mean they love the media. Trust me, Alex Ovechkin tries to get through as his question and answer session as quickly as he can. I got it. Coming up, speaking of athletes and not handling things right, you see what's going on at Tennessee, the quarterback down there?
Which
in college football?
Nico? I have not.
Wait till you hear this.
Oh, boy.
Wait till you hear this. I have details for you coming up.
Ooh, professional tease.
I just tweeted it if people want to get a sneak advance peek, but you can do so at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621, but we're going to talk about it on the radio program coming up later on. Real quickly on the Capitals. Again, 50 wins, 50 year 50, lock up the East. Again, home ice advantage through the Eastern Conference playoffs. We'll see about the Stanley Cup playoffs, so on and so forth. I don't know what's going on, but I would, just based on what I observed, and I'm not allowed to exactly give you details because I'm not sure what exactly the rules are, I would say they're probably going to have to win a round without Alexei Protas. Just based on what I've been able to observe.
What you've gathered?
Yeah. Sunday on Long Island, we were all jammed into an elevator together.
Uh-huh.
And Alexei Protas, I was jammed up against the back wall, and Alexei Protas was right in front of me.
You talk about a tight fit.
Yeah. I thought he was going to elbow me in the mush a couple of times. That is a large, large, large
He's
man.
He's hulking.
Yeah. But based on what I've been able to observe, and again, I can't provide details because I don't know what the rules are, I am mentally prepared now. More than I was on Sunday, I am mentally prepared now for no Alexei Protas in the first round. I don't know that, but I am mentally prepared
Who
for that now.
Who do you think comes back first, him or Logan Thompson?
Oh, I think Logan Thompson.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got reportedly.
Yeah.
Or the scuttlebutt is.
Yeah.
That he's got a concussion. You know. I mean, they say upper body.
Yeah. Okay.
Just, you know, just my 2 cents for whatever it's worth. I'm mentally preparing to not have Alexei Protas for the first round. And they need him.
It's a big
bad.
Loss. It's a
they
big
need
loss.
Him in every way. Size, physicality, speed, goal scoring, obviously 30 plus. And he's one of their top penalty killers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's great at 5-on-5.
Yep.
And he would be good on the power play, but they play him so many other situations. He is, in some ways, you know, outside of Ovechkin, he arguably might be the second most important player on that team. I mean, it's hard to say Tom Wilson isn't, or Dylan Strome isn't, or Johnny Carlson isn't, or Logan Thompson when he's healthy and right isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I can make an argument for Protas. I can make an argument for Protas.
For sure.
But based on what I've been able to observe, without being able to exactly say more than that, I would say I'm mentally now prepared for him not to return for the first round of the playoffs. I don't, again, don't know that. I hope he is, but that's just my gut feel.
The skates are sharp, dude.
Yeah. So that's...
It took out Landeskog for 3 years going on.
Yeah. Yeah. You better hope it doesn't take him out for 3 years.
Oh, God, I'm praying.
By the way, on the year, Alexei Protas has 30 goals, 36 assists, and is a plus 40. You think that guy doesn't matter?
Can you believe he had, like, what, 14 goals for the season?
Yeah. Yeah, that's development.
Crazy.
So anyway, that... And again, overall, better to win that game last night than lose it. Because don't think it didn't cross my mind that when Carolina scored 2 late goals in the third period, that they were going to score in overtime or even in the remaining 1:45 and win that game. All right, let's get to the phones and get aboard. Let's start with our guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis, who, I should point out, as usual, did this show a solid, and he kept saying, take the over, take the over, take the over last night. And I said, boys, I said, I'm at Capital One Arena. Max, you know this. I said, I can't get, the internet was so wonked up last night.
It's not the internet.
Well, whatever. There was internet issues, but that on top of firewall proxies, I could not gamble last night.
So we were at the game on Friday, me and my brother, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to gamble while I'm driving, which is, you know, that'd be bad. Shout out NHTSA.
Responsible gambling.
Yes. So I was like, all right, we'll wait till we get to the stadium. So I got inside the stadium, and it was like, you are not allowed to place bets in this location. So I said, okay, that's weird. And then it gave me the little option to look at the map.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a stretch that goes from Nats Park all the way to Cap 1 where you cannot gamble on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I was devastated.
I think that's because of the
their exclusive,
Caesars,
yeah,
or
exclusive
whatever
with Caesars and
whatever it is. So anyway, the long and the short of it is, Double A saw that and decided to help a brother out. And Double A, what did you do?
Well, I placed a little extra on my wager for the Rooster, and it came out with flying colors. So I was very glad to be able to send you a Zelle last night for an undisclosed amount of money. So I want you to now parlay
it was $1.50. Let's into, be honest.
into at least 3 digits.
I mean, I will say this. It was not $1.50. I mean, but clearly I will not reveal the amount because Double A is not choosing to reveal it, which is totally fine. I appreciate it. Basically, what was the over going into the game was what, 6.5? Or the line was 6.5, was it?
It was 5.5.
Oh, 5.5.
As long as they have Lindgren in the goal, they're giving up 3 to 4 a game. Yeah. So that's why I said it's a given. And then he gave up 2 in the first 10 minutes.
Yes.
So I knew we were pretty much golden from there on out. So you, Chris, take your significant other out for maybe a burrito with that money, or parlay it into triple digits.
I should probably buy lunch for Max too, right? I mean, maybe
I've had enough
at some point.
Speaking of Max, real quick before we get into it, I have ticket. I have option for tickets for Sunday's game, but it's either club level or suite. So if you want to go, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know in the next 30 minutes if you can go. you're getting first dibs.
Hey, AA, you know who was upset about all of this?
There's only one person who I can think of.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that person, because that person, I think, is related to that Tennessee quarterback that Chris just mentioned. I think there is some kind of blood relation there, because there's only one person who could whine and moan and cause this controversy that's going on in Tennessee right now. So we know what type of who that person is and what their line of BS is, and we'll just leave it at that. I'm starting to think that person is the equivalent of something like a venereal disease that won't go away. So we will, but we won't talk about who that is. Okay. I will say this though, just getting back on a main subject. Without Protus, either way, a 1-8, you've got to win the first round. You've got to go out there and make a statement and be fast and physical, and not be reactive rather than proactive. That's the first thing I'll say about that. And then the second thing is I'm not really concerned about Josh Johnson. I just think they need to add as much talent as they can. Like I told Linnell on the Sheehan show, I don't think they can go wrong wherever they draft. They have so many needs. You need to call Ron Rivera Ron Bankrupt, because he bankrupted them of talent and left it here with the bag. Like Doc says, he's the bank robber.
Who's this Linnell that you're talking about?
Well, it's really Lionel, but he goes by Linnell for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
But he's that person that used to really piss off the former producer of your show.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, listen, the guy could breathe and piss somebody off, but hey, we all have different gifts in life, and you know, that's his.
Right.
So, I mean, whether it's, you know, causing stirs at colleges with, you know, NIL stuff, or, you know, being upset that you weren't invited to a game when we're not invited to any of his stuff via his brand launches and all this stuff that supposedly goes on that we don't get access to, all these slogans that he's stolen from other people, but he's the innovator. So, yeah, I mean, you know how it goes.
Exotic smash mouth football, huh?
I love the Titans.
Yeah.
Among other things.
I remember the Titans.
We all remember the Titans, don't we?
And the movie and the slogan. How about
The movie's legendary.
Yeah.
The movie, it's one of the best
all time
sports movies ever.
AA, I appreciate your generosity. You didn't have to do that. I appreciate you thinking about me, and I will forever make do and make up for it. And
you are forever the varsity. Okay,
thank you.
Everybody
sir.
At that station needs to understand you are the measuring stick when it comes to sports talk radio.
The
varsity is Chris Russell.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Thank you, AA. I appreciate you. Love
Thanks,
you
bud.
As always. That is the great AA. All right, we've got to take a time out because we have a really, really, really detailed, let's call it that way, Masters leaderboard update, day two of the Masters in Augusta, and more on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we don't have enough time to get to another call before the top of the hour. So, Bernie, hang on. We will get to your first lap as well. 301-230-0980. We'll get to you right on the other side of the 2 o'clock. Always love little Van Morrison. I promised you some numbers on Josh Johnson, who just came back to the Commanders today. So according to Wikipedia, now this is not the amount of NFL organizations that he's played for. That's a different number.
It's a hilariously long list on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I went down his career history. Mad Max, did you do the counting?
No.
Of how many different teams? Now, this is NFL, UFL, USFL. This is repeat teams. There's the San Francisco 49ers. He has been with 4 times.
Oh my God.
4 times in his career. The Commanders now twice, the Ravens twice. You get the point. We'll give you the whole spiel later. 25 different organizations or 25 changes for the organization that he's playing for.
You know how many guys
don't
make it to
their organizations, 25 changes, meaning, you know, like he spent a couple of years in Tampa to start his career, then to San Francisco, then that same year to the Sacramento Mountain Lions, whatever that is, then to the Cleveland Browns in that same year. So it like there are many different organizations. We'll give you that in a little bit. There are definitely repeats, as we just mentioned, but 25 different or 25 changes are listed on Wikipedia during Josh Johnson's career.
25 contracts signed.
25 contracts signed.
You know how many guys don't make it to, like, their third?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey, I made it to 25! Come here, little boys and girls! Sit on Grandpa's lap. Do you know that in 1 year, I played for the San Francisco 49ers, the Cleveland Browns, the Sacramento Mountain Lions, and the Hamilton Tiger Cats? In 1 year.
That's...
Josh Johnson, back with the Commanders. All right, your call's coming straight up. Hang tight as we approach 2 o'clock right here on a rainy Friday in the nation's capital and perhaps beyond, always live and free on the Odyssey app.